Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming sin in your life. You know, we're not talking about having victory and getting prosperity and healing and all these things. We're talking about dealing with sin. A lot of people don't want to think about this, but we need to overcome sin, because if you don't overcome sin, you'll never enter into the promises of God. This word means to miss the road, to miss the path, miss the mark. The Greek word to miss the mark, so as not to share in the prize. God doesn't want us to miss the mark. He wants us to hit the mark. And He wants us to walk in the ways of righteousness and see victory come forth in our life. We're talking about what sin is, the effect of it, how to be cleansed of sin and overcome it, and how we can walk with the Lord and sin not in our life. We saw what sin is, where it includes disobedience. If we don't do what God says, we've sinned. If we won't fight our spiritual battles, we've sinned. If we won't pray for another, we've sinned. If we're in rebellion, wanting to do what we want, it's sin. If we wish a curse to someone's soul and we speak negative words against them, it's sin. If we multiply our words against God, complain and gripe against Him, it's sin. Don't be a complainer or a griper. Don't stand in the way of sinners. It's sin. If you get into unbelief and doubt and wavering, it's sin. If you have pride in your heart and a high look and let negative thoughts come into you, thoughts of foolishness, it's sin. Don't ever let yourself get in fornication. Sexual sin, lust, fornication is sin against your body. Whatever is not of faith is sin. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Don't yield to sin. Remember, the temptation's not sin, but if you yield to the lust of the strong desire to sin, then you will open the door for the enemy to bring destruction. Respect of persons is sin. It is important that we understand what sin is. It is walking in anything that is contrary to the way of the Word of God, in the way of unrighteousness, or a way that is contrary to the ways of faith. The effects of sin, we've been looking at that in the last broadcast, it brings judgment. The effects of sin are upon all of us because we all have inherited generational iniquity curses because of the sins and the iniquities of our forefathers, and we have these negative effects in our life. If a soul sins, he's going to bear his iniquity. Barrenness was caused by sexual sins. There was great punishment for continually walking in sin. And we saw that scripture in Numbers 32:23, that be sure your sin will find you out. You can't cover it over. Quit trying to think you can cover over your sins. If you got sin in your life, you need to go to the Lord, confess it, and deal with it. It is going to find you out. Also, when we walk in the sins of our fathers, if we don't learn to overcome what our forefathers have done, that shows our hearts not perfect before God, and it will bring destruction. In fact, if you continue that way, you'll be like Ahab, who thought it was a light thing to walk in sins, and he cleaved to his sins. And I'll tell you, if you continue in sin, heaven was shut up, there was no rain, otherwise the blessings were not flowing because of their sins. Do you see, are you having a situation where, hey, I'm not seeing the blessings of God coming forth in my life? There's probably, could be some sin in the camp or something that's affecting you, hindering you from seeing the blessings of God. There was no rest in their bones. Their soul was all destroyed and had negative effects in it because of sin. That's why we need to get healed. We need to get, first of all, of course, turn from sin. The Bible talks about whenever we sin against God, we wrong our own soul. We saw that scripture about our own iniquities cause us to be taken captive, and that because of our sins, we're held with cords. Cords are bonds because of sin. We'll be captive to it. If you're rebellious, then that is an area of sin. Turn away from that rebelliousness. If you're in bitterness, you're sinning. You'll never have peace. Your sins and iniquities cause you to be separated from God. It'll hide His face from you, and He will not hear your prayers. A lot of people think, well, God will hear my prayer. If you have sin in the camp, forget it. It's not going to happen. You're not going to win your battles. Jeremiah 3:25 talks about shame and confusion came from their youth on up because of sin. In fact, Jeremiah 5:25 said their sins are withholding the good things from you. God doesn't want to hold anything back. The Bible says He withholds no good thing from those that walk uprightly. If you're not seeing the blessings of God, is there sin in your camp? You need to deal with it and overcome it in your life. Jeremiah 30, verse 14. We're going to continue with there. Here it talks about, for the multitude of thine iniquity, thy sins were increased. One thing you need to realize, there's a difference between sin and iniquity. Sin is of the soul, while iniquity or wickedness is of the heart. And if your iniquities are increased, it seems to build up within you, your sins being increased, the multitude of the iniquity, it builds up within you, and it will bring destruction upon you. Over in Jeremiah 30, verse 15, here he talks about because their sins were increased, they had a sorrow that was incurable because of the multitude of that iniquity. I've seen people, they've had a lot of sin, and they've had a lot of multitude of iniquity in their heart, build up hardness, and then they have great sorrow. The Bible says the sorrow is incurable. Without God, of course, God can deliver you from that, but without God dealing with you, bringing you to repentance, and bringing His deliverance and healing to you, your sorrow will be incurable. And I've seen people that have just lived in sorrow for year after year after year. That is not the will of God. That is the effect of sin in your life. Jeremiah 44:23. Here it talks about because they sinned against the Lord, they did not obey the voice of the Lord. They didn't walk in His laws or His statutes or His testimonies. Then He says, therefore this evil has happened unto you as at this day. Don't wonder why evil happens to a person. There is a cause and effect for everything. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 26:2, the curse causeless shall not come. There is a cause for every single curse that's coming. And what is it? It is sin. They wouldn't obey the voice of the Lord. They wouldn't walk in His law. They wouldn't do what He told them to do. And that's why evil happens to people. Lamentations 5, verse 7, our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. That shows you that we are all affected by the inherited generational effects of sin and iniquity from our fathers. Here the fathers have sinned and are not, meaning they've passed on, and we have borne their iniquities. God wants us to turn away from this. It's very important that you realize that you're going to have to deal with sin and iniquity in your life, and you've got to recognize what's come down the inheritance line so you can break those iniquity curses and overcome in your life. Praise God. Some people think the fact that, well, if I can just walk with the Lord and I won't have any problems whatsoever. No, you need to realize these inherited generational iniquity curses are there. They're enforced by demonic spirits. You've got to get delivered and set free if you're going to walk in victory. In Hosea 4, verse 7, it says, as they were increased, though they sinned against me, therefore I'll change their glory into shame. You can one minute have the glory of God operating, but if you continue in sin, and God's such a merciful God, He's as full of grace and mercy towards us. And I'll tell you, He doesn't sit there with a big stick over us. No, He wants to bless us. But I'll tell you, if you continue in sin, the devil has place. And the devil will come, and the demons will come because you give place to him. And if your sins are increased, as it says, then the glory of God was changed into shame. Why? Because of the destructive effects of sin that will come upon a person. Well, we can be cleansed and we can overcome sin in our life. How are we going to be able to do it? Exodus chapter 20, verse 20 says this, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that His fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. In order for you to overcome sin, you need the fear of the Lord before you. When the fear of the Lord is before your face, you will not sin because you'll hate sin. The Bible says that when we have the fear of the Lord, we will hate sin. We are going to hate the things that God hates. You need to hate that area of sin in your life. If you hate it more than the flesh would like it, you're going to turn against it. You need the fear of the Lord before you. Another thing that's important to overcome sin is dealing with driving out the demonic spirits that are there that are working to cause you to continue to sin. In Exodus chapter 23 and verse 30, the Bible says, little by little, I'll drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. This is talking about driving out the physical inhabitants out of the land, hindering them from possessing the promised land. Well, this is a type of us driving out the spiritual inhabitants, casting all demonic spirits out of every area of our life, so we're set free, and so that then we can possess our spiritual promised land, which are the promises of God. He goes on and says, I'll deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you're going to drive them out from before thee. And then he says down in verse 32, thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land. You cannot let any enemies dwell in any area in your life, lest they make thee sin against me. That's exactly what they'll do. That's why you got to drive out every demonic spirit, cast out everything, and turn away from all areas of sin. If you continue to allow these enemies to be in you, those theites, the spiritualites, which are the demonic strongholds, they will cause you to sin against the Lord. In Numbers chapter 8, in verse 7, here we see another thing that's important for overcoming sin. Here it says that he's going to cleanse them. He's going to sprinkle the water of purifying upon them and let them shave all their flesh and let them wash their clothes and so make themselves clean. That's the way they're going to overcome. The purifying with the water is the Word of God. The Word of God's going to cleanse us, praise God. It said they're going to shave their flesh. That speaks of us dealing with the flesh and crucifying it in our life. They're going to wash their clothes, meaning they're going to put off the old man and they're going to put on the new man, put on the new garments of God and start walking in the ways of the Word. As you do that, you're going to overcome sin. And you see, we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind to the Word of God, and we're crucifying the flesh, and we are putting on the new man. We're putting on the armor of God, the new garments, and we're going to walk in line with the Word of God. Hallelujah. In Psalms 4:4, the Bible says, stand in awe and sin not. You need a holy awe of God. Stand in awe of God, and you will not sin. Praise the Lord. We need to also watch with our mouth. The Bible says in Psalms 39, take heed that you sin not with your tongue. Bridle it. In Psalms 119, verse 11, it talks about if we hide the Word in our heart, we will not sin against Him. You need to get God's Word in you. And as the Word's abiding in you and you're walking in it and doing it, then you will not sin against the Lord. Praise God. I'll tell you, we can overcome sin in our life, but we got to do what the Word says. And we're going to be talking more about how to overcome sin, principles that are important to be established in you so you can walk in victory in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.